I know you got your options, so pick the right thing. Some choices to make a mad ruckus to bring them. Just hooked on it, dark bodies want it. I don't know where you got your skills from, jump off it. Bring it on, any opponent or contender. No one can stop this with guns and objects. As far as I'm concerned, yo, it's only one topic. Join the street fighters from bare hands to toxic. You're an average warrior, I be the master. I can teach you how to fight and move faster. One false move, kid, that'd be disaster. I'll beat you endless and continue the day after. Street Fighter 3, that's right, the third chapter. This game's for real, no lies or no actors. Pick your character, don't wanna represent your life. You start with anybody, so make your choice right.
Select and make your first pick. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Choose and pick the best one.
Game X Podcast.
Yes. Welcome to the Game X Podcast. This is episode 191. Yes, 191. Today is Sunday, December 9th, 2012, and I'm your host, Brooklyn, coming to you live from ATL, USA. And we have Tino, aka Scat, coming to you live from Manchester, UK.
What up, what up, what up?
What's going on?
I'm in a good mood today.
Cool. Why is that?
Manchester United versus Manchester City in the football today. My team won. Very, very dramatic game, but you know, I'm very happy today with that.
Okay. Football?
Hell yes. Hell yes. It's
football season in the UK. Alright. True that. I'm all for happiness in this brief life we live.
Hell yeah. And with Christmas coming up, you know.
Right.
Or Hanukkah. Some
or, or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa.
Yeah. Whatever it is you celebrate around this time of year. You know.
Right. Exactly.
Try and celebrate with a smile on your face.
Right. Or Ramadan. All that stuff. It's funny that, like, most religions, well, let me not say that, many major religions have something really big around this time of the year. Interesting. So, you know, it's always a good time for reflection when the end of the year comes around and all that, you know? Stuff like that, so...
Awesome. I mean, yeah, I think, and just on that, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to the new year, starting my new job, you know, I'm quite...
Congratulations.
I'm quite excited about what the new year is going to hold, to be honest, you know, so... I'm definitely looking forward to the new year.
Yeah, you know, at least we made it. Well, hopefully we'll make it.
Yeah, yeah, we don't know yet.
Right.
But, like, 1 week or 2 weeks to go yet. Until we know for sure.
They'd be like, where's Brooklyn? I haven't seen him on the site in like weeks. It's fucked up. Anyway, so yeah, I've been on some the music you're hearing right now is the Street Fighter 3 theme, right? I'm sure you might have recognized it. If not, get your shit together. But this is... I got hyped on Street Fighter again. I've been watching the 25th anniversary of Street Fighter tournament that Capcom has put together. And... Yo, there's just... I know, we say it every year whenever Evo comes around or Final Round or... You know, some of the bigger tournaments, I'm sure talent is like, you know, there's a lot of other ones, but just seeing the worldwide high-level play, you know, so they had the grand finals yesterday for, hold on. Yeah, they had the grand finals for... the Street Fighter 25th anniversary tournament. And I guess they've been having, you know, preliminary tournaments all throughout the year. So, this was the finals. So they had the finals yesterday, which was Saturday, to us, and probably 2 days for y'all, but And, you know, they had Street Fighter Cross Tekken, Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition, Third Strike Online Edition, and Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix. That title is always long as hell. And just watching the streams, man, it's just like the shit that they do is so hype. You know? It's just so hype. It's just so hype. It's really exciting. It reminds me why I like the game, right? Because it's like the things that brought me to the game, it's really hard to get. You know, like I started playing Street Fighter just because people in my neighborhood were doing it, and people at school were doing it. Like it was a communal thing. You know, it was about hanging out with some folks and watching people kick ass, like literally being there and you know, seeing that action and learning from people and just all of that, something that we could do together and have fun. But I mean, you know, now that there's online play, it's not as, unless you're lucky enough to have people in your neighborhood or in you know, your city that you could go and do it regularly or semi-regularly, I know I don't have that, you know, and that's kind of like what's missing. But seeing the tournament, you get that, right? You know that the players are right next to each other, they're playing the game, you have the crowd hype, and you have the announcers, and it's just real fucking hype. And the level of play is ridiculous, you know? Like, they're going at it, like, wow. I was watching this match with Daigo, of course, right? But he got his ass beat in the end, but he was playing, what's that dude's name? Infiltration. He's playing Infiltration, who's like the top player now. He won, but and Daigo beat him. First, Daigo beat him straight 4 times in a row. Like, yo, straight 4. But the way he was winning was what made it hype. Like, he would have hardly any energy, and the other dude would be dominating the round, and Daigo would, like, do some really bold-ass shit and then just win. And it's like, the crowd was so hyped. Yo, there was this one particular round where Daigo had no energy. It was like, yo, even a jab would have probably killed him, right? And he walks right up to the dude and punches him. Like, you know, in that kind of situation, most of the time you're defensive. Like, you blocking and hit him, or, you know, like, you wait for them to rush you. But he literally just walked right up to dude and punched him. And it was like, everybody was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, he had the balls with no energy to just say, fuck it. And it's that level of, like, unexpectedness that's just so hype about the game, man. Like, the way the shit goes, the hype and the energy and the tension. And the funny shit about it was that, like, this week has been stupid busy at my job. Like, I've been working really late-ass hours, and really, I've been really tense, and I've only really recently this weekend been able to, like, chill out, like, yesterday and today, right? Saturday and Sunday. So I popped in Street Fighter because I was like, maybe beating up on some fools right quick, you know, would make me feel a little bit better. Dude, Street Fighter is not the best game to play to relieve stress. Like, if you want to relax, play Journey. You know, play a game like Journey or Tetris. Flower. Or what?
Flower.
Flower. Play some shit like that. Because Street Fighter, dude, I was even more tense. I was like, yo, I gotta put this shit down. Because I'm like, yo, I'm not breathing. Hold up, I'm not breathing. I'm playing a game and I'm holding my breath in the final seconds of the round. It's crazy. So yeah, that shit's crazy, but I've had a lot of fun watching the finals. I have my PC connected to my TV in my living room, and I just like put it on the 720p, and I've been streaming it. It looks great. and it's super entertaining to watch, yo. Just the emotions of, like, some dudes cried. I would highly encourage you. I posted the links on BrooklynKing.com. I posted the links to watch, you know, because it's on Twitch TV, and they streamed it in 720p, so you could watch it, watch the recap of it, or watch the archive. It's if you like Street Fighter, any of those games, yo, it's, people are saying it's way more, like, this tournament was better than Evo this year. They were like, yo, the level of play, the excitement, it's better than Evo. And I think it's not the fault of Evo. I think it's just that the people who made it to the top are the same people who made it to the top of Evo. I think it's just, like, because of Evo, you know, you have that, those rivalries, you know, and people that were like, all right, now I'm going to get back. Or, now I'm going to try to prove what I didn't prove at Evo, you know?
Mm.
And, yeah, the shit's dope. Like, I've been playing Street Fighter this weekend. So, and remembering how dope the fucking game is. I don't even know why I stopped playing it, but I'm on it. So, that's right. You hear the music. And funny enough, I was been building this soundtrack for my Vita, and it just has, you know, a lot of music from Street Fighter. It's kind of a 25th anniversary soundtrack, if you will, for me.
Mm.
So that when I'm playing, I don't really like the music in Street Fighter Cross Tekken. I don't think it's that great. So while I'm playing it and practicing to redeem myself, I'm gonna play this soundtrack. Cause I'll post it on the site when I'm done. I just need to order the tracks and upload it. So look out for that. And yeah, so I don't know. So we've been playing Street Fighter Cross Tekken. Since we talking about Street Fighter, before we get into, let's see, what are we going to talk about today? VGA Awards, Battle Royale, Far Cry 3, Walking Dead game, for the people, so you might want to stick around. But Street Fighter Cross Tekken Vita, we was playing that this weekend. And
yeah.
What do you think? How do you feel?
I was enjoying the game, despite the lag. I think it was more enjoyable because we weren't both taking it incredibly serious. You know, we were just talking shit back and forth and just enjoying the game, basically. You know, without either of us getting stressed out and pissed off about it.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I enjoyed it, definitely.
I enjoyed it way more than I thought I would. Like, honestly, I didn't expect to I've had a problem, I've said it on this podcast many times, with playing fighting games on portable devices, particularly Street Fighter games, because Street Fighter games require 6 buttons, the 6-button layout, and they're never in the same, like, classic order that you have on a stick, and that's always a problem for me for executing, like, supers and all that stuff. So the touch stuff actually works kind of cool for that, you know, to kind of get a, you know, over that. But it works great, man. The game looks awesome, plays fun, like you said. I think I agree with you, like, because we weren't taking it serious, and because we both kind of, like, are newish at it. Granted, you had it before me for a couple weeks. So, you know, that's my excuse for getting my ass kicked. I got beat pretty bad. I did get beat pretty bad. But, nah, man, like, I'm pleasantly surprised with that game, man. Like, very glad I bought it. Glad, I mean, I felt like, I knew I was gonna take shit, though. I knew, I was like, oh, fuck, I'm gonna hear it, I know it, but I was like, fuck it, And you know what?
After all the shit you gave me,
I talked a lot of shit. But you have to think, like, when I bought that game full price, I got like $10 off of it. I think I bought it for $49 when Street Fighter Cross Tekken came out. I got it from Newegg when it came out, and it had all these bugs, dude. Like, they had the
same boat
on disc DLC, right? Then they had all of those crazy infinite moves and the shit where Rolento would go in the air and character. It was just all of this bullshit, bug shit where online. Damn, I can't even remember some of them. Like,
audio bug.
Audio, yeah, the audio wouldn't work when you played online, right? All of that shit. I'm like, dude, I can't even hear my character. Like, I was just like, this is fuck. Fuck this bullshit. Like, I'm cool. You know, that's kind of how I felt. I was just like, what's the point? Like, I was pissed off. I felt gypped. I sold a game for like a $10 loss. I was like, alright, I could chalk it up to $10. Like, I don't mind selling a game if I buy it immediately, know it's crap. But, you know, I used to spend $10 in arcades, so I'm like, you know what? I'll just cough it up to, I spent $10 to play this for like a couple days. Take my little tax, but. And then just, like I was telling you before and posting on the site, like I started to get my Street Fighter fever again. And in the midst of that, you know, started thinking, damn, I'm going to be at my mom's house for like the holidays with no console. I can't play Street Fighter. I'm not bringing an arcade stick to her crib. I don't want to bring my arcade stick on a plane. You think they might think it's a bomb. Because my shit's custom wired. Like, I'm like, what's this shit? Sir, can you open up this joystick? What's all these wires and a battery for? You know? I don't want to be embarrassed in a fucking plane.
Bombing shit sponsored by Madcast.
Right. Exactly. Well, no, because nah, but think about this, dude. All of my sticks are custom. Like, even my Madcats stick doesn't say Madcats on it anymore because I've changed all of the plates on it. Except the back one, but, you know, like, it doesn't have any branding on it. It's all custom made, so I don't want to bring my console over. I'm not bringing my console to my mom's house with Street Fighter. I love Street Fighter, but that's a hassle. So, the thought of, and the reviews the game's gotten, like, Street Fighter Cross Tekken on Vita has gotten excellent reviews. And I was like, fuck, this might be my answer, and it is. You know, the characters that I want to play have all the same exact moves. Like, Ken has all his same exact moves. Like, that's all I needed, you know? Mm. Everything else is icing on the cake. So, I'm impressed by the game. I want them to make regular Super Street Fighter. That's not going to happen, but it should. You know? If the Vita was selling, they probably would do it. Or whatever. But I don't think Street Fighter Cross Tekken Vita is doing poorly, is it?
I'm not too sure, to be honest.
Right.
But, you know, I definitely agree. Super Street Fighter 4 will be great on there, but also HD Remix will be great on that.
HD Remix would be awesome. And Third Strike.
That game,
oh, God,
would just look amazing on that screen.
Yo, yeah, you are absolutely correct. I would take that. I would take HD Remix or Third Strike. Like, Third Strike Online Edition would be sick.
Get all them bitches on there.
Because there is no portable version of Third Strike. You know?
Nope. Yeah.
Capcom, what are you doing? I think the problem with them porting over Super Street Fighter 4 is more so, well, my hunch is that it's pricing, right? Because, like, I've been eyeing a copy of the Xbox version of Arcade Edition. Because I never bought the Arcade Edition patch. Because that was, like, $15 or some shit. $9 or $15. So, Amazon has it for $15. So, the thing is, how are they going to sell the Vita version for more than the console version? You know, that looks weird.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they couldn't really come out with a Vita version charging like $29
or $39,
some
right?
Shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's like a pricing fuck.
Yeah, I mean they definitely have to add something significant on it, like whether it be even more characters or more stages, something like that.
Right,
you know?
But then you can't have cross-play then.
In a price. Yeah.
And then they have to update it for cross-play, because that's expected.
Mm.
So it's a big clusterfuck. I could see it becoming a clusterfuck for them.
Yeah.
But apparently Street Fighter Cross Tekken is getting a update early next year. Or late this month.
Yeah.
Balance changes and shit. Big update. So that'll be interesting to see how that turns out. So that's cool, you know. That game is fun though. I'm glad I bought it. I'm glad I got it for $22 or whatever the fuck I paid for it. It's supposed to be 40, so I ain't mad. Y'all could talk shit.
I ain't talking shit. I bought the game twice.
You know what's cool though? You want to know a cool thing? Is that it has the replays. So it like the console, it automatically records your matches. Mm. So like after we finished playing Scat, like I went into the battle log, and it had like the last 8 matches we played.
Yeah.
So like you could go back and save those. Or get, you know, play them and get screenshots.
Did you happen to watch any of them? Because I want to know whether all that lag is in there as well.
Nah, the lag is not. Mm-mm. The replays don't show any lag. It plays it straight.
I have to watch them then.
Yeah.
See how we play with no lag.
Yeah. So yeah, that game is dope. That game is dope. Vita, that is the reason why I'm like, I've been so up on Vita. Like, it's starting to live up to its promise. Because that game looks great. And it's a full console game. You know?
Mm.
So, they just need to make Persona 4 Arena for Vita. Or whatever. Anyway. So, what's next on the agenda?
BGAs.
Street Fighter is 25. Fuck.
Shit, it's older than me.
Is it? Oh,
yeah,
shit.
I'm 23.
Damn. So I was playing Street Fighter 1 when you were like 3? No, wait. You weren't even born yet. Get the fuck out of here. Because I remember...
I was born in 89.
Oh shit, get the fuck out of here. Let's see, in 1989, let's see, I was 11. Right? Is my math right? 80 to 89 is 9 years, right?
Mm-mm.
And I was born 2 years before that, so that's 11. Yeah, I was 11 years old. I was playing Street Fighter 1 when it came out after school. I was like in junior high school. Just started junior high. Walking around. Scat was a fucking baby. Shitting in his Pampers. They was wiping your little ass. Oh shit. I was throwing out fireballs. Street Fighter 1 sucked though. Fighting Street. That shit don't count, so. Anyway. Oh boy. That's some funny shit.
It all changed when Street Fighter 2 came out.
Yeah, Street Fighter 1 was lame. I remember playing it, like, it looked like an interesting concept, but it was nothing like Street Fighter 2, man. Street Fighter 2 was just like, I'm glad they took that shit back to the lab. No.
It isn't Street Fighter 1 the game
Fighting Street
that they play in Juice in the arcade?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yep, Tupac plays Street Fighter 1 in Juice.
Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. True story. So VGA awards.
Yes.
VG motherfucking A awards.
the bullshit awards.
The Dorito Mountain Dew awards.
Oh shit. That's all I could think about, you know, when I was watching that shit.
Yeah.
And that article.
I mean, it's just mad commercial. I mean, but you know, I'm not hating on... Dude gotta do what he gotta do. Like, as much as we talk shit about, oh, dude is selling out. Like, yo, somebody has to fucking do it. Like, yo, somebody has to fucking sell out so that the door gets opened. Yeah. You know? Like, the same shit if you think about it. Like, the Will Smiths of the world. Think about it like this. If Will Smith never, like, said, I'm gonna make a Men in Black movie, or if Will Smith said, you know what? Men in Black is some sellout shit. I'm too hood for that. Or people in Philly ain't gonna think I'm cool anymore. He would never have gotten as big as he gotten. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you know, you kind of sometimes there gotta be somebody who's gonna be willing to say, yo, I'm just gonna just fucking do it, man. I'm gonna get paid. I'm gonna open the door to a wider audience for people, you know. Fuck it. I'm not mad. I'm just saying, you know, as consumers, we have to be aware that people are getting paid to promote products. So you gotta really be cautious on what you taking as, like, golden and stuff. And there's influences.
That's definitely true what you say in terms of, like, you know, the whole Will Smith thing, because it probably, if it wasn't for him doing, like, the more family orientated things, kind of like Men in Black, then you probably won't get people like Ice Cube making Are We There Yet?
You know, right, exactly. Like, you know? Yeah, exactly. He's paving, he's making other people think, damn, well, this rapper turned actor is not that bad, like, you know? So, you know, whatever. I ain't mad. I mean, I think the show is pretty corny, like the VGAs, back on that, but. And you have to start somewhere, you know? Like, you're not gonna just have this stellar VGA award that's just awesome from the beginning. I mean, it's possible, but it's not likely. So it's like, you know what? You know, we know it's kind of corny, and we know that the games they're picking are not gonna always be the best shit, but at least we're getting on TV. Like, you know? Yeah. It's a long way to go, but so I don't know what. So you did you? So you watched the awards or you streamed it?
Yeah, I streamed the whole thing.
What was some of the highlights? What was the shit that sticks out?
Well, to be honest, the VJs to me was more about watching the trailers and what announcements. You know, I couldn't really care less about the awards.
That's how I feel about this. That's how I feel about the Super Bowl. Like, I watch the Super Bowl more for the commercials than I do for the fucking game. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
The definite highlight for me for that show, and the biggest, literally, and a lot of people I've been reading, Axel 2 was announced.
Was what?
I was not expecting that. Bit on Dark Souls 2.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was just, to me, a huge announcement which come out of nowhere. I don't think anybody was expecting that. I mean, I don't think there was any rumors in the lead up to the show that, you know, maybe a new Dark Souls.
I mean, but we knew they were gonna make another game, though. Come on, the game did well. Yeah, we knew it. Yeah.
It was obviously going to make another game, but I wasn't expecting that announcement.
Yeah.
And the showing off the first trailer, it was all CG, but it kind of got a bit of an idea of, like, the locations that the new game's going to feature. So that's going to be interesting to see when they actually put up the... when they show off some first gameplay. So I'm definitely excited about that. I've said on numerous occasions how much of a fan of the first Dark Souls I am. So, you know, more of the same for me. In fact, it was Kotaku, I think, who spilled the beans later on, like, you know, some of the details. It's like, So some of the things that concern me, though, is what's being said is they're going to try and make the game a bit more accessible, you know, in order for it to reach a wider audience. Because I think you, for one, was like, when the game first came out and you played it, you were like, well, it doesn't really explain a lot to the player about what to do and what items do what, you know, places to go, anything like that. So I think that's what they're going to try and incorporate this time around, you know, just give a better explanation about certain things, which I think is cool for new players, but I hope they don't push it too far that it alienates, you know, their core audience. You know, for definite, don't be putting difficulty levels in there.
Well, but you know, but that was the whole shit that got everybody up in arms, that they said that they were going to make it more accessible. They were like, yo, that is specifically what they want to do.
Yeah.
They said specifically they want the story to be more easy to grasp and difficulty, right? Isn't that what they said?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, I think they need to be careful, because I think that's a game
where
they could, you know, just like what we were saying before, they could easily sell out. You know, they could sell out to the people, you know, their core audience in order to become more accessible to a wider audience. But then again, Dark Souls isn't Skyrim. You know, it's a completely different game. You know, I mean, obviously they're both RPGs and everything, but you know, don't try and go after that Skyrim crowd.
Yeah, you know?
Because Dark Souls and Demon Souls, you know, they've carved out a very, you know, a special thing this generation, I believe. You know,
yeah, I mean, I don't know, dude. I think we're gonna disagree on this just because I've bought in both Dark Souls games. I mean, Demon Souls, I bought that 3 times. Twice, really, for me, right? I bought it, sold it, bought it, sold it. And then Dark Souls, I bought it and the collector's edition guide that was awesome, and then I sold them both. I was like, I played it, played a few hours, and I was just like, it's way too punishing. Like, you know, for someone like me, I don't have the... It's the same reason why I stopped playing Persona 3. Because if I spend an hour or two to have to die to redo the hour or two, I just don't have the time to do that. Like, you know, this shit is not... I can't do it. It's not only is it frustrating to the point of me snapping a disc, but it's like, with all the other shit that I need to get to play, it's just like, come on, man. Like, it doesn't fit into my lifestyle, you know? So I would be on a camp of saying, I want them to kind of make it easier and give me the option to say, you know what? I want to continue from, you know, and not have to redo my whole shit over or something like that. Like, I would want that option. Maybe you make it so that you don't get a good rank or something like that, you know? I'd be cool with that or something. But if they could potentially get me to buy the game by making it easier and making the story make more sense, less obtuse. But I see where you're coming from, though. Because then if the core people don't like it, then... That's not a good look. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, as long as you bear in mind the people who got him to where they are in the first place, you know, the people who stuck with the game,
right?
And you know, this, that, and the other, you know, just I'd say it's very risky ground to tread as well, especially if like they do try and go all that Skyrim crowd, and it doesn't pay off in the end. You know, because not only will they may alienate the core fan base, but they may not necessarily gain any new fans in any way, you know. So it'll be interesting to see just how this one does pan out. But like I say, for me, it was an unexpected announcement, but a great one at that, because I'm all for another Dark Souls game. So yeah, we'll just wait for that. So it was Dark Souls. The brand new trailer of The Last of Us dropped as well, which just looked fucking awesome. And also the release date, they announced the release date, so it comes out the 7th of May. So, what's that, 5 months from now? Yeah, super excited about that. They shown off a lot more gameplay within the new trailer as well, you know, show more of these, like, monsters, a lot of the, you know, character interaction. You definitely have to check it out, because it just looks stunning. I mean, Naughty Dog are just fucking geniuses this generation.
So what did they show that was new in that one?
More of like the different environments and everything. Apparently, there's got to be some kind of like horse riding in there as well. I mean, might not sound a big deal, but you need to remember that this is, you know, a post-apocalyptic world sort of thing, so not everybody's going to be driving about in cars. Mm-hmm. Fuel is probably going to be like gold dust, really. So, you know, they need to have a means of traveling at speed, I guess. You know, so they were showing that kind of gameplay, you know, more of the combat, like I say, more of like the enemies. And I don't know, I think there may be something that crops up in the story where the girl character, what's her name, Ellie, I think it is, yeah, Ellie and Joel, I think there may be a point, which I think the trailer suggests, where Ellie at some point actually turns on Joel. Now, I might maybe completely wrong on that, but that's what the trailer kind of suggested, I believe, so I'm definitely looking forward to that game. I'm really, really looking forward to that game.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, if anybody, I've said this before, if anybody can release a brand new IP so late in this generation and pull it off and it be a fantastic game, then I think Naughty Dog are the peoples who can actually do that. And I think a lot of the elements they've been working with in the Uncharted series, particularly Uncharted 2 and 3, you know, have kind of been building up to this, you know. So yeah, I can't wait for that game. I cannot wait. It's going to be just a complete epic year. But I think one of the more surprising things as well was that so-called Metal Gear Solid 5 trailer.
Mm-hmm.
The Phantom Pain, which at first I didn't really get the Metal Gear feel the first time I saw it, to be honest. I was like, what the fuck is this? There was some big ass fire whale at the end.
But once you look at the character, you're like, it looks just like Snake.
I can see it now that I've watched the trailer two or three times, but when I was just watching it, I was quite blasé about it. You know, so it wasn't really registering. And because obviously we'd already had the announcement of Metal Gear Ground Zeroes, you know, and then obviously the title, The Phantom Pain, and then it didn't really click to me until later on I was reading, you know, people making these comparisons, and, you know, people have made a very, very, very compelling case that it be a Metal Gear game, which, you know, I do now believe it is, so we're just waiting for that confirmation to come through. But then again, a lot of people are saying, well, is it Metal Gear Solid 5, or is it just like a sort of a new viral trailer for Ground Zeroes? I mean, exactly what is it going to be, you know? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be next gen? Is it going to be this gen? Because the way I'm thinking is, you know, we're looking at within the next 2 years, we're going to have the PS4 and the Xbox 720. So, do we really need 3 Metal Gear branded games coming out in the space of that time?
But you know they're not all going to come out. They're not going to all come out like that, dude.
Well, I mean, we've got Metal Gear Solid Rising, and then obviously we've got Ground Zeroes, and if this is then going to be a new one, Metal Gear Solid 5. That's why I'm saying, could this possibly end up being on a next-gen console, or are they all going to come out you know, within the space of 2 years.
I don't think so, dude. I think
this Metal Gear Solid 5, and it's a pet hate of mine, is announcing shit now and then not being released for like another 3 years.
Well, that's what's gonna happen with
fucking.
That's what's gonna happen, though. I mean, if you look at, so Metal Gear Solid Rising is coming out in like February or March, right? And then you have, we don't even have a date for Metal Gear, what's the other one?
Ground Zeroes.
Or Systems, so you know that's coming out for the next generation anyway. That's gonna be a launch title, dude. That ain't coming out. I don't think that's coming out. I'd be shocked.
I don't know. Definitely say about that one. I mean, it's interesting. You know, like I say, some of the ideas people are coming up with, but I just hope one of them will end up being next gen. Like I say, I mean, we've got Rising coming out. I'm happy with that because the demo was dope. Whether it be Metal Gear Solid 5 or Ground Zeroes that comes out on these consoles, I'll be happy with either one of them, but I hope they leave something for, you know, the beginning of the next generation. Only more because when that generation does start, I don't want to wait 2 years into it before we get a Metal Gear game, you know? Mm-hmm. I'd rather them have something prepared around the launch, you know, possibly around that launch window. So, but hey, that's just me.
Right, I hear you.
What else did we have? Oh yeah, we had the brand new Gears of War trailer for Judgment, which just looked like every other Gears of War game ever released. So, absolutely no hype whatsoever for that.
The last Gears of War game was dope, though. In my opinion, Gears of War 3 was a good game. I enjoyed
I've not played this new game, you know. But
what new
from
game?
Judgment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've not played it. But from that gameplay trailer, like I say, it just looked like all the other, shows me the fact that it's not even the core development
team
while making the game.
It's not.
It's the Bulletstorm people.
Yeah,
I think it's just a quick cash in,
right,
to be honest.
I mean, because Cliffy B left, so you'll get no more Gears games from him. So
yeah,
he's left Epic Games.
I just think, you know, Microsoft needed a big exclusive for next year.
Mm-hmm.
They've got Halo 4 out the way. Can't see Halo 5 coming out next year.
Well,
could possibly.
Well, but see, think about it. You're assuming that the Xbox 5 or whatever the fuck they want to call it, 4, is going to come out next year. I don't think it is.
I'm thinking. Well,
I don't think so.
We don't. I think right at the end of next year, or you know, of 2014. I don't think it'll be the 2000. I really. We don't. So I just think Microsoft and it exclusive in all people within 2013, because what else have they got? Like I say, there won't be another Halo game next year.
Mm-hmm.
So Gears of War is going to be that big release, and I'll be highly surprised if they don't end up delaying it like they did with Gears of War 3. I mean, don't forget, Gears of War 3 was supposed to have come out around the April, I think it was, and then they delayed it till the September. You know, so it wouldn't surprise me if they do that with this one.
Yeah,
just so they have that. Big,
they're gonna have the next Halo. Cause think about it, Halo set it up for the next game. The Halo 4, right, sets it up for the next game, and you know they're working on the shit now. Like that team is there; they're working on it now. They're gonna work on it from now till whenever. I'm sure they have their engine. They're just going to upscale everything. Like, Halo will be ready for launch. The next Halo game will be on the new Xbox system.
Yeah.
Bet that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking, which is why I don't think the wait for the next Xbox is going to be that long. Mm. I think end of 2013, around springtime 2014, it's definitely not going to be a full 2 years. I could pretty much guarantee that now, because like you say, they're already going to be working on the new Halo.
Now, yeah.
What better game to have as a launch title for your new system than Halo 5?
Microsoft Studios doesn't have a bigger IP to push. They don't. It ain't gonna be Alan Wake.
It ain't gonna be Alan Wake. I think Halo 4 done the job of kind of rejuvenating the series, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, and gave it a new lease of life.
You know what I was thinking? On this note, because it's unrelated, but it's related. The same way that you say, and we both agree, that Halo 4 is going to come out with the new Xbox, the new Half-Life game, Half-Life 3, is coming out with Valve's Steambox console. Come on, dude. What way would they... How would they not do that? Because if they drop Half-Life 3 with their console, immediately, everyone's buying it.
Mm. But that's a complete no-brainer, which means they probably won't end up doing it. Like these companies often do. You know,
but Valve is not that like that, though.
To do to make money, and yet they don't do it.
But Valve is one of the only companies that actually does shit that's obvious, that makes sense. You know? So I don't know.
Let's hope they can do something right. Yeah, so... Yeah, so that turned into a Halo discussion, talk about Gears of War. But yeah, so that was a Gears of War trailer. You know, to be honest, again, I thought the trailer was trash, to be honest, so I wasn't hyped for it one bit. They had the Castlevania trailer as well, Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2, actually showing off some gameplay, but I can't really remember that either. I'm not sure if they actually shown that before or after the Dark Souls trailer, so I think I was already on like my hype train of Dark Souls probably at that time, so can't really remember it, but safe to say I'm excited about Castlevania anyway, because that was one of the big surprises of this generation, I think. Lords of Shadow, so more of the same, please. And I think, they've shown off a new Tomb Raider trailer, which I'm very excited about for the new Tomb Raider. I do have some slight concerns about it. I hope, and this is a big hope, you know, they're obviously trying to capitalize on what Naughty Dog have been able to do with Uncharted. I think it goes without saying that the footage that we've seen of the new Tomb Raider takes more than one leaf out of the Uncharted book, you know, sort of, but I hope they can just, they're able to carve their own identity with it a bit, you know. I hope not everything ends up being some scripted action set piece, you know, some scripted explosion and where a bridge may break and Lara's left dangling, you know, and then some quick time event or some bullshit like that, you know. Because we've had all that, you know. Uncharted took the Tomb Raider crown and they ran with it. So now it's up to Crystal Dynamics to actually, you know, try and regain them. But they need to do it by trying to do something original. So we'll see about that when that comes out in March.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it, I think, for the big trailer. So let's actually talk about the awards. So you want to talk about The Walking Dead. That actually won quite a few awards.
Mm-hmm.
Most notably, Game of the Year and Studio of the Year. So, how do you feel about that?
Bullshit. Let me say this. At first, I was like... Okay. I'm pissed off at the game right now because I bought it on Steam for... I don't know, $10 or something like that. It was on sale. It was like the whole season for $10. And I was like, fuck yeah, right? Heard good things about it. This was months ago. Finally got around to playing it a few weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago, because of just, I was like, let me finally, I was just tired of hearing about it. I was like, let me play this shit. Loved it. It was like an hour long for the first episode. I think there's 5 episodes. And I'm playing it on Steam. So I finished the first episode, and then yesterday, after hearing about it sweeping the VGA Awards, you know, winning that award, I was like, yo, let me play episode 2. And I went to boot up episode 2, but to understand why I'm pissed, you have to know how the game works. So it's pretty much a point-and-click adventure. You, not really. You could control a character at times. You control where they go, and it's pretty much like a visual novel. You pick responses to answers, so you'll be in situations with characters, and you could be a dick, or you could be nice, or you could side with this person, or you could be side with that person. You could decide if you want to, like, who you want. There's certain times when you got to decide, do I want to save her, or do I want to save him? And depending on who you save, things are different, you know, the story changes, because then you know, this character's alive and that character's not. And depending on what you choose to tell people, the game changes as well, because the characters remember what you say, and the game tells you, this character has noted that you said, you know, X, Y, and Z. And at the end of the episode, it gives you this whole screen, kind of like how if you've ever played Catherine, where it'll say, you know, most people voted for this. So it'll say, when you beat the episode, it'll say, most people chose to save him instead of her, or her instead of him, or most people, you know, it gives you the percentages. Or it'll say, you know, most people decided to tell this dude this, or lie, or whatever, you know. So the episodes continue based on the choices you made in the previous ones. But when I went to boot up episode 2, it randomly made all these decisions for me. And I noticed that, like, the one dude that should have been dead wasn't dead. And I'm like, what the fuck? So, like, the story is all fucked up because it doesn't recognize my save with all of the choices that I made. So I'm like, what's the point of playing the game, right? Like, if all of this shit that I did, all of those tough decisions I made in the first one and not recognize it in the second one, and what's the point? So I go online, and apparently it's a bug. The PC version has these bugs where your saves are get, you know, it doesn't recognize your decisions. And I'm like, but that's the whole core of the game. So I'm like, what the fuck? I tried to fix that, some people said, and it didn't work. And now the game won't boot up. So it just says, I had to delete the game, and I haven't tried it yet, but I was supposed to re-turn it back on. I haven't turned it back on to see if it's going to work. So I'm like, fuck this, man. You know? So I guess that doesn't happen in the console versions, though. So I'm pissed. So I'm like, why?
So it's not necessarily that the game didn't deserve them awards.
Well, no, but how could a studio, but see, no, listen, the studio won best game and it won best studio. Now, this bug apparently has been going on for months and they haven't addressed it. So I'm like, you can't win best studio if you have a major version of your game that's broke. Come on. It's not even like it's a few people. It's like a huge issue that it happens to. It's like 50% of the people. So I don't see how they could win Studio of the Year, because you're putting out a broke product. And they haven't even mentioned if there's a patch coming out. And you can look it up. You'll see tons of threads on it all over the internet.
I can believe it.
It's bullshit. Fuck them.
But to be honest, I can't really comment on the quality of the game because I've never played it. I really want to play it.
Get it on PS3.
To be honest...
Wasn't it free? It was free, though.
Expensive. No, I think that was a US thing. North America store. PlayStation Plus. We didn't get it for free. If we did, I would have downloaded that bitch. Because
Yeah, it's fucked up. There's a huge thread on NeoGAF about it. Actually, it's the number one thread right now. It's the top of the list right now. Yeah. I would be more pissed if I spent more money, but I did get it on a Steam sale, but still. It's bullshit.
But I think, you know, I'm happy that The Walking Dead won Game of the Year. Even though I've not played the game, like I say, so I can't comment on the quality of it, but I would have been happy had The Walking Dead won, or if Journey would have won, because that was nominated too for Game
Journey
of the Year.
Journey
should have won. But when the Game of the Year was actually announced and they said, you know, The Walking Dead, I just kept thinking back to what that fucking douchebag Michael Pachter said before the show, because he was actually questioned about, you know, Game of the Year, who does he think was going to win, and he basically said there is no way in hell a game like The Walking Dead or Journey will ever win Game of the Year because it's not popular enough. It's not like Assassin's Creed, it's not like the Mass Effects of the world and the Halos and all this bullshit. And I think whoever, you know, picks the winners or whatever, I think it goes to show that these new, well, not these new, but these kind of experiences can overcome the bigger tray blockbusters, you know?
Right.
It's not all about having $100 million.
Well, yeah.
You know,
because honestly,
for games.
I think as far as a story is concerned, The Walking Dead was way more interesting than Halo. Like, I remember way more of what happened in The Walking Dead Episode 1 than Halo. But Halo didn't fucking lock up on me and all that shit, you know? I had one save issue with Halo.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because the game was broke, it's because I didn't save and quit. I don't know. I know there's a lot of fucking pissed off people on the internet. I'm going to hold off until they fix it. I'm not buying another copy of it. And apparently, even the 360 version has problems, so... Maybe this award will have them address it, but I don't think they should have won Best Studio. I don't.
Who else was in the category of Best Studio?
And I don't think one game should give you that.
Arcane and Gearbox.
I don't think one game should give you Best Studio. Like, just because you have the best game of the year doesn't mean you should win Studio of the Year. Because I think being Studio of the Year has to encompass more than just making that game. It has to be... You supported the game, and you did more than just build a good game, you know? Like, I think some of the things that Battlefield's been doing, DICE has been doing with Battlefield, and, you know, kind of the support with that game above and beyond the release of it. You know, you released a great game, but what did you do for the fans? Did you release stuff for free? Did you release online tools to check stats? You know, like, I think those types of things should be what makes you Studio of the Year. You know, even Naughty Dog.
I definitely agree on that statement, because just whilst we were talking then, I made a quick search on last year's winners. Skyrim won Game of the Year last year, and Bethesda won Studio of the Year.
Right.
And that is completely
bullshit.
Fucked up. Yeah. Because even though they made a great game, they made a completely broken game.
Yeah.
A broken game on PlayStation 3. At least, I mean, both console versions had issues, but by far, PlayStation 3 was the worst.
And it took forever for them to patch it. It's been patched, but is it even...
It's been patched, but it still doesn't work properly.
Right.
I mean, I was only saying, a couple of weeks ago, the game's already bugged out on me because I can't finish this one mission because I can't get it to activate. You know, there's like no way in hell for me to do it. Plus, the two DLC packs that they've released for it up to now haven't been released on PlayStation 3 yet because they can't get it to work on the system.
Right.
You know, so Studio of the Year last year, I mean, that's just fucked up to me. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the games they make, Fallout, Elder Scrolls, but when it comes to actually their technical abilities and working with these consoles and actually striving to make their customers happy and making the best product possible, then they fucking falter at that, man.
Yeah. It's bullshit.
They deserve that shit.
Dude, go to the Steam thread for the game. So, like, you know, when you go to buy a game, on that page, you can see the discussions about the game. Dude, the whole list is all about, I want a refund, or not worth $25. Did anyone think it won, deserves Game of the Year? It will not load. Not loading. I'm reading them. Save file not working. Problem trying to play episode 5. Refund. Do not buy game broken for many Windows 7 users.
Wow.
Yo. And I'm on Windows 7 and the shit does not work, dude. Do not buy.
Damn.
After the release of episode 3, the game will not start for a lot of people. Just a friendly warning. Yeah.
And so, is nobody from Telltale actually commented on any of them threads? Is nobody responding?
Nobody from Telltale. They're not responding to anything, dude.
It's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on. I don't even talk about that bullshit anymore. Battle Royale, man. I've been playing that shit. That shit's dope. That's another game where I felt like I've reneged on what I've been saying. Like, I've talked up. When the beta came out, I didn't really like it, but I've been playing it. It's fun, man. It's a fun pick up and play a couple matches and put it down game. I think that the beta was stupid because they didn't really show how many stages there are. I'm still going to new stages I haven't tried before. And the characters that weren't included in the beta are the best ones. Like, I've been using Drake and Raiden, who are both super fun to use. Like, Raiden is my favorite character, but a lot of the doper characters are not even, weren't in the beta, and they're really fun. Like, I think the game is pretty dope, actually. I think that when they make the second next version of it, if it gets that lucky, it'll be great. If they could add some better characters and fix the whole, I think it gets too small at times. I think if when you get the close-up views, it's really good. And I think that there's, it's really intricate, and the characters all have very intricate moves. Like, it's not just a mashy-mash game. You could play it like that, but the characters do have a really extensive moveset. Like, all of the characters have really good tools for different situations. Like, you have, like, your I need to get across the screen, shoot across the screen move. You have the I need to dash. I need to hit someone above. I need to drop on someone and hit them. Like, all of the moves are cool, and all of the moves are really specific to the character's persona. Like Cole does, like, he shoots the energy things, and he does this sliding electricity to get across the stage, like, if you need to, like, ram somebody. It's pretty dope, man. I think it's, I'd recommend it. At least on Vita, I think it's dope. I don't know if I'd play it on PS3 as much. Maybe I would. I don't know. But if you can get it on discount, I'd say buy it for sure. And right now, it's on sale at GameStop for $20. I don't know if it's on sale in the UK, but it's half price here.
But no, it's not on sale.
I think it's fun.
Because if I pick it up, I'll wait till it's on sale. But I'll end up getting it on PS3, so I'll get the free
get the both
Vita version. Yeah, so So then I have the option then.
Yeah. I thought about doing that, but the $20 is just too tempting for the download version. So, you know, there's that. But yeah, I'd recommend it. I think it's dope. Vita has a lot of games right now.
So what's up? Shit ton of games.
What's up with Far Cry 3? I think that's the last one on our list we have to talk about.
Far Cry 3. Beat that shit. Loved it.
Yo, Spacebars bought it and said that this game is dope as hell. And I was
game is dope.
They have some commercials running for it on TV, and it's been like 10 out of 10, and all these like magazines and sites have been giving it like 9s and 10s, like game of the year. So is it your, is it your game of the year?
It's my game of the year. Definitely my game of the year.
What would you compare it to? What kind of game is it?
Well, a lot of people are calling it Skyrim with guns, basically. I mean, I don't really think I agree with that, because obviously Skyrim's very much a fantasy game, you know, it's set in a fantasy world, elves, knights, dragons, you know. Whereas Far Cry 3, it's very much set in the real world. You know what I mean? It's an up-to-date game. It's set like right now. I think one of the songs on the soundtrack that plays right at the beginning is that... Oh, what's that chick's name? Who has that paper plane song, I think it's called? I can't remember her name, that chick. So, yeah, it's definitely much set in the here and now. But I think what separates it from Skyrim is the story. And then, like I said last week when I first played it, I don't want to get into the story, because I thought it was really well put together, some great characters. There's some twists in there that I wasn't expecting, you know. And I think the ending, you have to make quite a difficult choice.
Oh, so you beat it already?
Obviously, yeah. Oh yeah, I beat it again. I beat it. I think I beat it on Wednesday. I think either Wednesday or Thursday. I beat it.
How many hours is it?
And like I said, I beat it in about 15 hours. So it's not as big of a game as Skyrim. I mean, I can't see anybody really putting in 100 plus hours into it before they 100% complete the game, you know. But it doesn't have to be that long. Like I say, the story is really well put together. I really enjoyed the story. The character, especially of Vaas, who's like one of the main characters, antagonists, should I say. To me, he seems like he could be a real person. A real twisted fuck. But, you know, he's got that thing about him where, you know, this could be a real fucked up guy on the street, you know, this could be an actual murderer or some shit, you know. I don't know, it's crazy like that, but yeah, the story was great. The gameplay to me was fantastic, just because the guns feel good to use, the different kind of guns you have, you know, you got like rocket launchers in there, you got flamethrowers. You have this bow which you can craft like explosive arrows and fire arrows on it for. You know, the vehicles that are in there, you got like jet skis, you got speed boats, you got ATVs, you got cars, you've even got like hang gliders. You even end up getting a wingsuit, you know, towards the end of the game. And that wingsuit is so fun. In fact, one of the highlights of the game for me is I was like, I had to like infiltrate this place, and I had to dress up as like one of the enemies, one of like the guards, and I had to watch over this meeting that was happening on a bridge, on this high up bridge across these two like mountains. And then what I had to do, I found out that I had to stop one of the cars from getting away. So I had to take out my rocket launcher, blow up the car whilst it was on the bridge, run up to the bridge, collect some item the guy was holding, and I was getting surrounded by all these dudes on either side of me. So the only choice I had was actually jump off the bridge into this canyon, but I had my wingsuit on. I was able to like float off, and I landed by my car, and then I just drove off, man, and completed the mission. It just felt completely fucking epic, you know. It's just many highlights like that in the game. You know, the missions are really fun to complete, and that's just the story missions. You know, you've got all the side missions after that. Like I say, I think I said last week, you know, there's hunting missions to go on. There's like wanted posters scattered around in like the different outposts that you're able to claim. It's just a really, really fun game. I wouldn't say it was the best game I've played in years. I'd say it was my game of the year this year, because I don't think the caliber of a lot of games this year has been of the quality of last year.
So,
you know.
Right. So you played Dishonored 2 and beat it, right? Oh, you said you never really got into it.
In fact, I was playing some of Dishonored earlier on, because, you know, I wanted to get into it, and just from what I've played of that, which isn't that much, I don't know, it's not really clicking for me at the moment.
Oh, okay.
You know? So, I don't know, but yeah, definitely Far Cry 3, I think it's an awesome game. My favourite this year, probably overall one of the best games this year that you could play. Like I say, there's just a lot to it, and
I'm just what the fuck?
Definitely.
I'm just like, what the fuck? I thought that the gaming buying season was over, and then here comes Far Cry 3 out of nowhere, and it's like game of the year, and I'm like, fuck. You know?
It's awesome. Like I say, I think it's a story to me that really sets it apart from other open world games.
Right.
I mean, because a lot of open world games, like Skyrim, I mean, Skyrim was my game of the year last year, but it was kind of like the narrative is thrown in there, you know, just so it gives a bit of context into what you're actually doing. But yeah, a lot of the fun comes outside of the main campaign, outside of that main story, you know, the exploration, the side missions in like a game like Skyrim. Side missions sometimes a lot more fun than the actual main story. But in Far Cry 3, the main story made me want to keep playing through the missions. It kept me to progress the story, because it was that fun, that interesting. And once you beat the story mission, right, you're able then to, you know, go back into the open world anyway, and then just, you know,
fuck around.
Fuck around and clean up whatever side missions and what collectibles you've then got to do, you know. But yeah, it's an awesome game. I think it deserves all the accolades it's getting, you know, all the praise. Yeah, man, definitely. It's awesome.
So, I'm going to buy that on Steam, though. I'm going to wait till there's some type of sale, and I'm going to buy it. I'm going to try Dishonored, though, because I bought that on Black Friday. I made a decision. I was like, I have a bunch of games that I'm like on my shelf that I'm considering a backlog, and I'm like, yo, I'm not excited to play any of these games. Like, I'm looking at a list. I hadn't beat Deus Ex, Human Revolution. L.A. Noir, I never beat it. I have Bulletstorm and Dante's Inferno and Syndicate and Dirt 3, and I'm like, they were all, some of them were good, but none of them were good enough for me to go back to it, you know? And I'm thinking, what's the point of that? Like, what's the point of me having extra shit in my shelf that I'm not that excited about? I might as well go ahead and buy something I am excited about, or replay something that I like. You know, I'm starting to feel like I'd rather like have less games that are better than more games that are just so-so, that I want to beat just because I bought it, you know? Or that's just because it's there. So I'm going to put a bunch of these games on sale or something and buy something else, because
I don't know. I'd rather just play shit that I want to play. I never even beat Shadow of the Colossus or Ico. You ever beat any of those?
I beat Ico. I'm not beat Shadow of the Colossus.
After you beat Ico, was it worth it?
Ico, to me, was a good game. However, it definitely felt dated,
right?
Yeah, I mean, it was a good game. Oh, it was quite emotional at the end in terms of like the story and everything. But gameplay wise, it was definitely dated. Shadow of the Colossus, I really, really want to get into that. But it's finding the time to invest in those kind of games, because I think with a Team Ico game, you need the time to invest in it, both mentally and emotionally, you know what I mean? It's not a game you can just pick up for 20 minutes, half an hour, and right. then just put it down and then maybe not play it again for a couple of weeks.
Right.
You have to invest in, I think, them kind of games. And until I'm at a point when I can do that, and I've like maybe got like a free week or something where I'm literally not doing shit, then I'll say, right, it's time for me and this Shadow of the Colossus to go at it and get this shit beat, you know.
Right.
So that's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna get rid of a bunch of shit. I'm feeling that way. So let's get into what we've been playing.
Games we played this week. This week.
Okay.
Do you want to go first this week?
I'll go. Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition. Been playing that.
Wait, so have you been playing that on PS3 or 360?
PS3. I don't have the 360 Arcade Edition patch. I'm going to buy it, though. I'm going to buy it, buy the disc version of it, because it's about the same price as the downloadable version of the patch.
Yeah.
So, nah, I've been playing it on PS3 and loving it. That's where I play my fighting games, you know. Playing that, I've been playing Gundam Extreme VS, loving that. Been playing a lot of Vita shit, Cross Tekken on Vita, Luminous on Vita. I was surprised at how many people I know play Luminous on Vita. Like, I've seen Shooter have some pretty high scores on there. Talon is at the top of the list. Talon has a high Luminous score. And playing that, playing Ninja Gaiden Vita Sigma Plus. And I haven't got as into Persona 4 Golden as much as I've wanted to. Played a little bit of it today.
Oh shit, yeah, so that's what I wanted to ask you. Mm-hmm. So what do you think of them Ninja Gaiden screenshots posted?
Oh fuck.
Look, is that a guaranteed buy now for you?
Dude, yes, come on. That's the only thing I was concerned about, was them removing the blood and the dismemberment, you know? And from the screenshots, it confirms both, because the dude in the picture had his arm cut off and there was blood splattering. So it's like, you know, they obviously put it back in. So, yeah, dude, come on. Ninja Gaiden 2 is an awesome game. I think two episodes ago, I was telling you how I was playing it again. Like, I had randomly put it in my 360 and ended up playing like an hour and a half of it. Just fucking around playing it, because it has New Game Plus. So when you beat it, you could play on a harder mode with all the weapons already. And the weapons are maxed out if you've, like, upgraded them. It's awesome, because you could play with weapons that you didn't play in certain areas before, you know? So his moves are different with the different weapons and the combos, so it's really unique, and the game has a lot of replayability. And that's one of the reasons why I've been playing Ninja Gaiden Sigma Plus on Vita now, is because that when Part 2 comes out in the spring, you know, I want to be done with the one I have. Whatever. So, yeah. I'm a fan of those two games, so
Been playing that. I was playing Jamestown, which is a shooter on Steam, and it's alright. It's not as great as I heard. I heard it was better than Akai Katana, which is a cave shooter, but I disagree with that. I think Akai Katana is more fun. I also been playing, speaking of shooters, Steam had a sale for like $3 for Cinemora on PC. So I booted that up. It's still on sale, I believe. Booted that up, and it's awesome on PC. Played that, and got pretty far in it. Something about Vita, though. I would say Vita would be my preferred, but the PC version is awesome, too. Looks great. Played that. I know I'm forgetting something. What else? Need for Speed Most Wanted. We played some of that together, and that was pretty fun on PS3. And then I played some more of the Vita version as well, which is awesome. And what else have I been playing? I haven't gotten back into Gravity Rush, right? Xanic X Xanic, which is
The Sonic.
Nah, I didn't come out in the States. Sonic Racing is out in the UK, but not in the
Sonic
States.
Sonic
Well, word is that it's a good port. All of the stuff I've been reading online has said that it looks great, plays great. It's very close to the console version. So I already have it pre-ordered. I might change it and buy the digital version. That's what I'm trying to decide if I want it to... If I want to keep the hard copy or get the digital. So I'm kind of torn. Playing that. Playing Xanic X Xanic, which is a PS1 Japanese title that they made available last Tuesday. It's a shooter, vertical scrolling shooter. It's awesome. It's only like $5. If you like shmups or whatever you want to call it, buy that shit. It's dope. Dope, dope, dope. It got a lot of hype online. People were like, oh my god, I gotta play this game. It's dope. And I was skeptical, but once I bought it and I played it, it sucked me right in. It's like it has the big bosses, you know, the mega bosses and the different ships that have different kinds of special power moves, and it's awesome. Been playing that. I finally fixed Batman Arkham City on my PC. So I had the wrong settings, and now it looks awesome, and it's at 60 frames per second. So I'm thinking about replaying it, you know? So, and I think I'm going to just sell my PS3 version of it, because I don't see myself ever replaying that version of it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, if I could play it at 60 frames per second and it looks twice as good, why would I... You know, but then the game is so cheap now. You know?
Arkham City is actually free right now on the UK PlayStation Plus.
That's what I'm saying.
Shit,
so it's like...
Free.
It's free.
Awesome so, game.
It's great, but fuck. No, I can't get rid of it. Because then they have the Game of the Year edition out anyway. Right?
Yeah.
So, that's pointless. So, yeah, that's most of what I've been playing. Just kind of getting ready for... the holidays and getting my game lineup ready for when I'm, you know, stranded at mom's house. So I've been downloading Gundam episodes. I think I'm gonna take my iPad and I'm gonna load it with, like, I have two Gundam movies and a whole series. So I could catch up on that. I've been watching Gundam Wing, that series, and I'm almost done with that. So I have Gundam Victory series almost downloaded, F91, and the Gundam Wing movie. So I have two movies and a series to watch. So I'm going to take that with me and have some shit to watch and all that good stuff. So I'm pretty jazzed about that. So yeah, that's it. That's what I've been playing.
Okay, so Far Cry 3... obviously, I beat that. That's like been my most played game this week. I played a bit of Black Ops 2. In fact, you know, I had a great time on Black Ops 2 because I was talking to my friend who lives in Germany at the moment because he's in the army and that's where he's posted. So we were on a Skype chat and he was like, yo, did you buy that Black Ops 2? And I was like, yeah, I bought it because I knew you was going to buy it. So, you know, he was like, oh, let's jump on it now. So we was in a Skype video chat whilst we was playing the zombies.
Lagging and shit, huh?
It was not like actually. It was hilarious. You know, we had a great time playing that. So it was nice that we was able to have that with him. You know, being out in Germany and everything. So yeah, that was pretty dope. So been playing FIFA as per usual. Street Fighter Cross Tekken. Played a bit of Dishonored earlier on. Like I say, I don't know, it's not really grabbed me yet, you know, to the point where it's like, oh shit, I need to keep playing this game, you know, so I ended up switching that shit off. I played a couple of missions on Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation on Vita, just chipping away at these games as best as I can. Was enjoying that. I also started playing again the Silent Hill HD collection.
I saw that and I was like, why are you playing that? Because the shit is like notoriously horrible tech, right? Tech problems?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the thing is, when that game come out, when the HD collection come out earlier on this year, you know, there was major problems with it. You know, the frame rate, graphic wise, audio completely out of sync, right, this, that and the other. But I don't know what kind of shit Konami were on at this point, and you know what they were paying the studio that actually made this HD collection, because the PlayStation 3 version got patched in August, I believe.
Right.
And from that was one of the reasons playing it last night, because I thought, oh shit, you know, the game got patched. Because my brother actually had my copy of the game, and I only got it back, I think, last week. So, you know, I love these games, I want to get back on this. So, I popped in last night, and then I think what they were striving to fix, at least on Silent Hill 2, the HD collection has Silent Hill 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. On Silent Hill 2, I think, you know, it was able to improve a lot, I think, graphically. More in terms of like the fog, you know, Silent Hill's famous for the fog. That looked vastly improved. I didn't notice any audio syncing problems. The frame rate still not as good as it can be, but definitely not unplayable. It wasn't unplayable in the first place, but you know, it's been improved a bit. But like I said, I don't know what kind of bullshit Konami is on, because it's only the PlayStation 3 version that got patched. The 360 version, which had all these problems, they cancelled the patch.
Well, they said it was because of the fee, right? There's this, like, crazy expensive fee to publish the patch.
They won't pay for it, and apparently there's other technical issues with it, so I feel sorry for the 360 game, to be honest, because that's some bullshit. I mean, if you're not going to support your product,
so you, but you, the version you have is patched,
and you know, you're not even
what?
So
you're breaking up.
I got a PlayStation. I got the PlayStation version. Hello.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, somebody might be streaming something here. What else?
So other than that, I played the demo of that Sid and Mora game. On Vita. I enjoyed it, but I think I probably would have preferred it if they used the whole of the screen. Maybe that's just me.
Wait, what do you mean? It is the whole screen.
No, they have like the top and bottom border thing, don't they?
No. What are you talking about?
Yeah, like the black strips. from the top and the bottom of the screen.
Are you sure? No.
Maybe. Sure, man. I was playing that shit last night.
Wait a minute. Because I remember specifically that there was no borders. Let me boot it up right now.
That's what I was seeing last night.
Hold on, and hold on.
There was like black border where they had like good.
Like what?
Yeah, they had like the black borders at the top. Because even Talon actually commented on it when you made the threat.
Yeah, but that's the 360 version. That's the 360 version. Not the Vita version. I'm about to play it right now. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
There's definitely fucking borders on this bitch. That ain't the full screen.
It's borders. You don't know what you're talking about.
It is borders. Top and bottom, black borders. Where the subtitles are.
Right,
you don't use the full screen.
But that's because it's that's the aspect ratio of the game. It's cinematic aspect ratio.
I know, that's what I meant. I would have preferred it to use the full screen because that's
yeah.
Screen.
I mean, but you don't really get. You're not losing much. Like, what are you losing? I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. Like, even if they did that for the top, you have to have the HUD. What?
It just would have been nicer to have that the full screen.
But if they did that, you still couldn't use it for playing, right? It doesn't. I don't know. I don't think that matters, personally. But I see what you're saying, though.
Anyway, yeah, so I played that, and I think, that was about it.
Yeah. Yes. Cool.
Yes.
Yeah, but, yeah. So,
there is one thing I wanted to bring up, but I should have brought it up earlier in the show, but what we were talking about last week, you know, when you played the Wii U.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were talking about Nintendo and, like, their censorship and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Have you heard the latest on their bullshit?
No, what is it?
Basically, and I'm not sure if this is the same for over in the States and Canada, but in Europe, in the UK, Nintendo's online shop on the Wii U,
mm-hmm.
the Nintendo eStore,
mm-hmm.
adult-orientated games like Zombie U, Assassin's Creed,
mm-hmm.
you cannot actually purchase or view their pages on the online store until the hours of 11 p.m. and 3 a.m.
What?
What kind of bullshit?
So you have to wait till damn near midnight.
You have to wait until the middle of the night to access them games on Nintendo's online store through the Wii U.
That's stupid.
That is. When I was reading that and this shit has been confirmed, I was like, what is this shit?
That's so backwards. Why don't they just put parental controls on it?
Exactly. So, any adult orientated game. Zombie U, Assassin's Creed 3, anything with violence, blood, curse words, anything like that, any profanity. You can't access that, the digital version until 11 p.m. at night, and you have until 3 a.m. to get
right.
that shit.
That sucks.
I mean, they obviously don't stop you playing the game until them hours if you already own it, but that's just. Apparently, even if like you try and click on the page, like the splash page or whatever,
mm-hmm.
it comes up this title is unavailable to view at this time, so you can't even view like the information about the game.
Wow.
You can't get on to its featured page. I was like,
so archaic.
It is, and it just goes back to what I was saying last week, where it's like, you know, surely they could like try and have that shit on two separate servers and let the family orientated systems have that shit. But if it's centered for an adult, then I lock all that shit out. I don't understand Nintendo and their fucking strategies, but
it's crazy. Well, there you have it. I guess that wraps up the show. Nintendo's bullshit. Your favorite company.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, well, we out.
Peace.
Peace.